Now to the 2020 presidential race. Former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick has announced he's throwing his hat into the ring. That means the crowded field, which had just begun to shrink, has now ticked back up to 18 Democrats. This announcement comes as former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg mulls over a late bid for the nomination. For more, WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks joins us from Boston. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Tanya.
So remind us, outside of Massachusetts, who is Deval Patrick and why is he getting into the race so late?
Well, Deval Patrick served as governor of Massachusetts for two terms. He succeeded Mitt Romney in 2007. He grew up poor on Chicago's South Side. He's a close friend of former President Barack Obama and was the state's first African-American governor and only the second in the nation. After he left the governor's office, he went to work for Bain Capital in Boston. And as to why he's running, I think there's an unsettled quality to the Democratic race right now. Some Democrats who want a moderate are worried that Joe Biden isn't strong enough to win the nomination. Others are worried that Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are just too far to the left. So Patrick thinks there's room for someone like him to unite liberals, moderates, and African-American voters, a key constituency in the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about his pitch to voters. Here he is on CBS This Morning.
I want to be clear. I'm getting in because I think there is an opportunity right now for big ideas as big as the challenges we face and in the crafting and development of those ideas to bring us together.
You mentioned he feels there is an opening, but break this down for us. Where does Patrick fall ideologically when you compare him to the others on the Democratic primary field, especially frontrunners like Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, even Pete Buttigieg?
Right. So Patrick's an interesting politician who's not easy to pigeonhole. I mean, he's certainly a liberal, but he's not on the far left of the party like Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders. And in fact, progressives will probably make much of the fact that he's been working for Bain Capital over the last few years, a venture capital firm founded by Mitt Romney. So that will certainly raise concerns with them. But his greatest strength is probably his oratory powers. He can give truly inspiring speeches, and he has a life story, you know, that took him from Chicago's South Side to governor of Massachusetts that really embodies the American dream. So I think he will come across as someone who can sort of, he talks about injecting empathy into the political conversation and really appealing to the better angels of people's characters. And I think we're going to hear a lot of that kind of language from him.
Sounds familiar. Sounds a lot like Obama.
Yep, absolutely. And as I noted, he and Obama are very close. And in fact, a lot of the folks that worked on his gubernatorial campaigns also worked on Obama's presidential campaigns. So they have kind of moved back and forth between the two men.
Let's talk a little bit about strategy for a minute. He cannot participate in next week's debate. He probably won't qualify for the December debate. He's months behind the other candidates who have been campaigning for quite a while. What chance does he have to stand out, do you think?
Well, honestly, this represents a big, big challenge. And even he admits that, you know, and those close to him say this is a long shot. But then again, they say all presidential bids are long shots. Among the challenges, though, that he's facing, a number of his longtime aides are already committed to other candidates. He'll need to raise a lot of money really fast. And he'll be up against candidates who have been on the ground for months and who have extensive campaigns set up in the early vote in the states that vote early. And finally, he's dealing with a really compressed schedule with less than 3 months to go before the Iowa caucuses, the New Hampshire primary, then comes Nevada, South Carolina, then Super Tuesday. That's not a lot of time to get his message and his face before millions of voters.
A bigger question, looking at the landscape, though, I mean, does he dilute or thin out the support for any one Democratic candidate? I mean, I'm thinking, is this something the Democrats should be worried about?
Well, that's an interesting question. I mean, some of the conventional wisdom suggests that, you know, he's going to appeal to more moderates. So maybe he takes votes away from Joe Biden, maybe even takes votes away from someone like Pete Buttigieg, who has sort of emerged as the young upstart moderate, an alternative to Joe Biden. Deval Patrick could certainly dilute some of their support. But again, I think that's putting the cart before the horse, because I think what he first has to prove is, does he really have the means, the wherewithal to make a meaning, to make any meaningful impact on this campaign? And we're just going to have to see that. But it's certainly a big challenge that he's facing.
That's WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Thank you so much, Anthony.
It's my pleasure, Tanya.